motivated people. In everything we do, if we don't have a goal, even if we don't recognize it as a goal, if I'm sitting on the couch and I need a drink of water, I have to recognize I need that drink of water before I get up and get it. That's how we operate in our life, whether it's getting a drink of water or deciding you're going to build a mansion. And Jesus was goal-motivated too. And brothers and sisters, if we don't believe that we can have a living testimony, if that isn't our goal today, right now, if it isn't our goal right now, then we're going to put it off until we're spewed out of the mouth of the Lord as foolish virgins at the Sunday law. We have to believe that. We have to accept these things as promises. And they're in the context that time's running out. Time is running out. Now, Review and Herald, July 13th, 1897, is kind of a long passage, but it has to do with the Sunday law. And I'm hoping in this series that we're seeing that the Sunday law is the very heart of prophetic understanding for Seventh-day Adventists. And it's also the very message that we were raised up to proclaim. So you will probably see some very powerful passages in this, as I have, although it's long. The time has come for the true light to shine amid moral darkness. The third angel's message has been sent forth to the world, warning men against receiving the mark of the beast or his image in their foreheads or in their hands. To receive this mark means to come to the same decision as the beast has done, and to advocate the same ideas in direct opposition to the Word of God. Of all who receive this mark, God says, the same shall drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And I want to cut in here. To receive this mark means to come to the same decision as the beast power. And the beast power, we have a great deal of information about. He accomplishes things through a hierarchy. He accomplishes things through human power. If I, in my dealings with my wife, use human strength to control her, I'm bearing the signature of the Antichrist. When threatened, if I form some kind of human league with friends of mine to resist the threat outside of the grace of the Lord, that's ecumenism. That's the signature of Antichrist. The more deeply we look at the character of the beast, the more we can bring it home into our own experience and see if that's the kind of